let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I am Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio today with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John.
It is great to be here with you, Danny.
Same here. So today we're going to talk about snaky words, as it says in your post. That's the way I read it when I saw it.
Well,
I thought,
yeah. Oh.
So your post on ancienthopes.org is called Snaky Words, and it's really about the snake and evil in the garden, and how did that all happen? And I have a lot of questions about this after I read your post, but
well,
I'll just let you talk about it
first. I have a lot of questions as well. You know,
sure.
The story, as all these stories, are written with an economy of style, okay? And since Scripture and the stories are written with economy of words, it invites you to enter into it with your imagination.
Yes, exactly, which I certainly did in this.
Yeah, I mean, this sparks off all sorts of things, doesn't it?
Yes.
First of all, there's a snake, right?
Right. Never
and,
a good
and
thing.
And the Hebrew word for snake is nachash.
Okay.
Okay. And could very well be related to the Hebrew root of a word for divinization.
Oh, okay.
And magic.
Oh.
And casting spells.
Okay.
So snakes in the Bible are always associated in a negative way, something not good. Okay.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
They're associated with evil,
yep.
Basically.
But it does bring to mind, when you say that, it does bring to mind things like the snake charmers and things like that. You know, I mean, it's not only associated in Scripture, it's associated now. I mean, today in some of the, you know, Eastern religions and things like that, snake charmers. And gosh, when I was in Taiwan for a bit, I ran into this guy that was doing snake charming right in
good
front of me.
Heavens.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a cobra.
With
it
a cobra,
really amazing.
Good heavens. Okay, yeah. Well, it's interesting, Danny, though, that in the pagan cultures around, snakes were looked upon in a positive way.
Ah, okay.
Because they are associated with magic, and magic is the religion, right?
Sure, yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, snakes were considered to be associated with fertility, okay? And they're close to the Mother Earth, and so the Earth Goddess, okay? They've unearthed, even in Israel, an idol of some fertility goddess, you know, buxom sort of woman with a snake wrapped around her,
right?
Her
body.
Body,
yeah.
You know, and so snakes and the priestesses would be actually conferring with snakes.
Mm.
So only in the Bible do we see snakes being always associated with darkness,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Evil. Mm. Yeah. So what is going on here underneath it could very well be some sort of a charming, okay? Instead of we charming snakes.
Yes, right, yeah.
It looks like the snake is charming Eve, okay? It's a reversal. And the snake is doing that through words.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the word motif. Remember I told you that every motif's got a bright side and a dark side.
Mm-hmm.
The bright side of the word motif begins right at creation where God
speaks
everything into existence. And that shows his power.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't have to go out and build things and collect materials like you and I have to do when we build stuff, right? If we were really powerful, Danny, we just speak things in around our house into being.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. Sometimes
God can
plumbing
do that.
Problems. Yeah, that's
right. And kings in the Orient were measured by the power of the speech. Okay, so God is the ultimate king here, right? Now the snake, what the snake is doing is undoing God's created order
with
dark words, mm-hmm. with words that will undermine God's intention.
Sure, cause chaos.
That's right. Disorder. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So words have a bright side and a dark side, and that's what we have here.
Okay.
Dark side of the word motif, right?
So it's the continuation of that whole same idea.
Yeah.
The binary nature of things.
Binary. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we have here. And of course, this is a demonophony, which is a dark side of the theophany. You know, right. We want to see God. We
so
don't want to see demons,
demonophony
right?
is when a demon is present or
right.
appears, right?
Appears.
Yeah.
And in this case, he appears in the form, or he takes possession of a snake, which God made, right? Because he
sure.
made everything, yeah. right? He takes possession of this animal, and he is said to be Arum, which is subtle. I'll talk about this more next week because it's a pun on the word arumim, with nakedness, okay? So I'll go deeper into that, okay?
Okay, cool.
But the point of the matter is that this snake was a superior, okay? I wrote in the post that John of Damascus, he suggests that this snake was invited into the garden.
Right.
By Adam and Eve. We don't know that for sure, but John of Damascus is catching on to something here, that evil can't force itself upon us. It's got to be invited. Right?
And evil wasn't even in the garden at all.
That's right.
I mean, so it had to be, not like it is today, you know, so it had to be invited in somehow.
Right. And evidently, he was alluring enough or interesting enough or fascinating enough, and this is the point, to capture her imagination.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, once the devil captures your imagination, you're a goner.
Yeah.
And on the opposite, if God captures your imagination, you're good to go.
Right. You're a winner.
You're in, you know.
you're a winner.
Yeah, right, right. So we're made in the image of God, therefore we have imagination. So imagination is like a port inside of us, mm-hmm. you know, where everything the outside comes in, you know. And
sure,
the ships come into port
and some are good and some
right.
are bad.
Yeah, right. And the imagination is really, really, really important to our prayer life, to everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
And so the snake captures her imagination. And talk about snaky words, okay? It's very, very clever. Okay. This is very important, Danny, because it's so good what he did here that he never changes up. Okay. He does this to everyone. Again, Adam is every man, Eve is every woman. Right.
Right. Right.
So he says in the Hebrew, afki, okay, which is a half interrogative, which is, half question, but also a half exclamation.
Mm.
Like, it could be translated, did God said, or it could be, so God said, right?
Yes,
so
right.
It's a very clever use of words here.
Yeah. And kind of leading to thought.
Right. Exactly, right. Because what this does is it presents suggestion.
Mm.
So the snake always, always starts with suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay. And then once he sees that he's got your attention with the suggestion, then he exaggerates, okay? And here we have the exaggeration of from any tree or from all the trees in the garden. Well, good heavens, we all know that all the trees of the garden were for their enjoyment except for that one tree.
Right.
He reversed the whole thing around.
Yes, right, of
and
course.
And that's what Satan does. He just reverses God's word completely around. And in so doing, exaggerates. And then once you bite the hook and you see the exaggeration, then you start thinking about God like, maybe God isn't as smart as we think he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe God's not all that he says he is,
right.
or that sort of thing. And once we get there, we're dead meat, because then the snake flatly contradicts. He says, you will not die.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargel. The text that we're discussing can be found on the ancienthopes.org website. then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
And once we get there, we're dead meat, because then the snake flatly contradicts. He says, you will not die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this process goes on all the time.
Yeah.
The devil is always saying, off key, okay? Did God really say this? Or, you know,
yeah.
You know? And then he exaggerates to make God feel like, you know, do you really want to follow God? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want to really be a Catholic with all the rules? You hear all different
this
kinds.
This is going to really feel good. You know, that
yeah,
kind of, that kind,
yeah.
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 Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And then flat contradiction. You're not going to die.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And so this is an absolute reversal of God speaking and creating, the snake speaking, and things are just falling apart.
Yeah.
Because she
yeah.
takes the bait. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Satan always shows the bait. He's a good fisherman, right? He always shows the bait, but always hides the hook.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just like
okay,
a fisherman.
So,
yeah.
That's the way he operates. That's his modus operandi.
Yeah.
Right.
So when I was thinking about this, because I read this in the post, and I was thinking that one of the things that you said was, this hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way evil works. And
always.
And I thought that myself. I thought, yes, if I think back to the, you know, the things that I do that aren't right,
yep.
This is the way it begins. You know, just slowly like that, and then the exaggeration,
right.
And then it's going to be fine.
You well,
know,
sure.
You're not going to die.
If Satan
started
out with flat contradiction, we go, I mean, the
right.
dumbest of us, the worst of us would say, no, that
yeah.
doesn't sound right. I'm not
right.
going to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Right. Right. So it's got to go through that process. Okay. And it's by invitation. I like John of Damascus. Okay. It's Ephraim. Yeah. The Ephraim the Syrian says that the devil needed to be invited into the garden.
Okay.
Okay. That wasn't natural to the garden. Be that as it may, that's what he said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about the effects of the fall next week.
Okay.
Okay. And what it does. Or our next podcast, I should say.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we have Eve. And if we follow that word for the snake, Nahash, we have Eve being charmed by evil. It's kind of like casting a spell.
Right. So she's kind right. of in a trance almost. Not really, but she's trance like listening. Being intrigued by what he's saying.
If you remember the Jungle Book, right?
Yeah.
You have Ka the snake. Remember he hangs down and his eyes start going,
like hypnotism
that.
Kind
hypnotism,
of thing.
Hypnotism, right, right, right. Or I think of the mummy of Boris Karloff. You look into his eyes and good heavens, you know, through the television set, I'm freaking out, right?
Yeah, of
okay.
Course.
So, but she's in a voluntary trance-like state. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we always are. We are being charmed by evil every time we sin.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what happens when evil captures our imagination.
And is that what you meant when you said somehow the snake became intimate with Adam and Eve?
Right. Because he has to be invited in.
Yeah.
And once he's invited in, then something of him transfers into us.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a frightening thing. What's going on here? Again, Eve is every woman. Adam is every man. And Adam, his charge was to keep and guard the garden.
Yeah.
And so what Adam is doing is he's reneging on his job.
Yeah. He didn't subdue the evil.
Yeah. He did not subdue the evil. And he didn't protect Eve. And it was to Adam that God gave the command.
Yes.
And she received the command through him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right. And so he's ultimately responsible.
Mm.
His absence here in the narrative is screaming out very loud.
Right. So she did it, but it really boils down to him.
It really boils down to him. So we have Eve and Eve's sin, and we have Adam, who is forced into sort of a choice. remember how crazy Adam was of Eve when God created Eve.
Right, of course, yeah.
Right. Wow. They went, whoa.
Flesh of my flesh.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so, in a way, he's forcing choice. What's he going to do? Is he going to idolize Eve and follow her when he's supposed to protect her and take the lead?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he going to just cave in?
Yeah.
And he caves in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really an idolatry on his part.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He should have stepped in, but he didn't.
It makes sense. But then there is the whole idea of this, you know, the magic, the trance-like state, the transfer of that evil, you know, passing from Eve to him. And so
you
can see that he's going down.
Yeah, he's going down. So let me talk a little bit now about Eve's sin. And it really is a lack of faith.
Uh-huh.
And here we get a really clear example of what faith is. Faith is believing that God has your best in mind.
Yeah.
Always. He always has your best in mind. And that he's competent, that he is all-knowing. He's all these things. He's our creator, okay? We have to believe that God has his best in mind for us, and he loves us.
Yeah.
And if we believe that, we'll never take matters into our own hands.
Yeah.
Okay, faith has this attitude, but it's also associated very deeply with act. Okay, we can't separate faith from works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Faith and act are all one bundle, right?
Sure, yeah.
So what happens is that when she loses that faith in God through her temptation,
mm-hmm.
then she takes matters in her own hands. And Danny, when we take matters in our own hands, it never works out in this life.
Right, yeah.
Right. So just like the snake's temptation is the same thing all the time. Very simple, but it works. The whole idea of faith is very simple, and it works.
Sure, yeah.
So we always have to believe God's got his best in mind. He knows what he's doing, even in the face of unexplained commands. Because faith is always in a context of the unexplained.
Yeah.
All the way through Scripture. We'll see it with Abraham, when God tells him to go sacrifice his son.
Sure, yeah.
He doesn't
yeah.
explain why this has to happen.
Right.
He says, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's when the faith comes out, is when there's something that I don't understand.
I don't understand, but, you know, I know God, and, you know, and I believe in him, and I know he's got his best in mind for me, so I'm going to be obedient and not take matters in my own hands.
Well, right.
She takes matters in her own hands and takes of the tree, which is explicitly prohibited.
Yeah.
Right? These are really lessons for life, Danny, aren't they?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought when I read the when I read the post. I thought
It is so, so relevant to us. That's why it's so ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is so ingenious. So Danny, what do you think? What do you think about all this?
Well, I think that the last thing that you said, where this is all a big lesson for life, and it affects me every hour of every day.
It
you know,
does.
The choices that I make,
yep.
the way I allow evil to come in or put my hands up and say, nope, not doing it.
That's
and,
right.
And allow God's all-powerful, all-knowing, you know, nature to help
right.
me.
Right.
Yeah, that's yeah. that makes the difference in, yep. in my life for sure.
So these stories never grow old.
Yep.
And it, you know, I've been reading it for 60 plus years, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I never get tired about thinking about this stuff. It just because as we grow in our life and we change, the words take on different meanings for us, and we can see things in a different light, and they take on new life.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's so beautiful about this.
I think definitely there's a big difference in my life from when I read this when I was in my mid-20s,
right.
let's say. You know, that it's...
Oh, a snake.
Exactly. Good. Okay, anything else to add about the snaky
probably,
words?
Probably, but we will hit it in our next podcast.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thanks a lot for coming in.
God bless.
And we'll see you all next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and
the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.